Hi everyone, let me tell you a glorious story. I still vividly remember that day when I hid behind a tower of toilet paper in promotion at the supermarket because I caught sight of an energy vampire in the next aisle and I didn't want to talk to her. So yeah, that's a very empowered thing to do. So of course I could have owned my power, walked past her, nodding hi, you know, normal, and just resume my grocery shopping. Like I would now do as an empowered empath. But nope. The only idea that came to my mind at that moment was to literally hide behind toilet paper, the first thing that was available to me. Yeah. But, you know, that was acting from a place of fear, obviously. My reflex was to protect my energy and avoid exchanging with someone who was going to make me feel bad or weird in different ways. And here is why. First of all, I hadn't healed the wound related to feeling the need to justify myself. Like, if she sees me, if she starts talking, I have to talk to her because why not? Then if I want to shorten the conversation, I will need to justify. All of this was going in my head. I was afraid of hurting this human being or of being judged or criticized. And this is a trauma response because, you know, as a child, when you are unsure if you're going to be praised or yelled at or given the silence treatment, like there is a lack of predictability among your caretakers, then you need to, like, you don't really know how to behave. You don't know how your reaction, your just your beingness, like the simple fact that you exist, you don't really know how it's going to be perceived, right? Number three, I was giving my power away to external energies and to people, to other people, as something that can impact me. So I was, in other words, feeling like a victim of external things, circumstances, people, you name it. And I was also questioning my feelings, not trusting the way I was feeling, like that was legit to feel that way, because, you know, when you don't feel comfortable with someone, and this doesn't come from a place of judgment, right? This is just this subtle energy that you feel, but you cannot rationally explain. And this, I was basically gaslighting myself. Because, you know, you try to rationalize, and I say you, I'm talking in general here, but I can say me, because I went through that. I was saying to myself, yeah, but I don't really have any rational reason. We don't need to have a rational reason. It's just feeling, it's energy. It doesn't always have words, like we cannot always put words on it. And, well, I could go on and on. But to make it short, I was still operating from a place of trauma. I was wounded, operating from old energies. And this is not an excuse. This is just an explanation, right? I hadn't understood how energy works and how I could shift my mindset to be what I call unshakable. I hadn't given myself permission to own who I am. And I know for a fact that I'm not alone. Well, I don't know if you all hide behind toilet paper, but at least I know I'm not alone to feel that way. And once you take your power back and you realize that you always have the power, that you don't have to justify yourself, your whole life changes. Your mind is free. You don't replay conversations in your head anymore. You don't overanalyze or you don't imagine the worst case scenarios anymore. You are aware of the energies around you and you know how to direct and redirect them, even your thoughts, because you understand that it starts with you, within you. You know also that you can still be kind and compassionate while choosing to set boundaries and choosing yourself, and you don't owe anything to anyone. Your mind gets focused and clear. You don't have energy leaks anymore, or at least it comes from a place of choice. What am I choosing to engage my energy into? You can increase your productivity without being drained or distracted, or even feeling low suddenly. You know how to deal with overwhelm, because we all get overwhelmed sometimes. It happens, it's part of the human package. We are here on Earth to feel emotions. We are sentient beings. So it's not about never being afraid anymore or never being overwhelmed anymore, because that's not realistic. It's about lessening the times when it happens and knowing what to do for yourself when it happens. And it's also about owning your power, owning your feelings, your emotions, your thoughts, your internal environment, and feeling legit. What you feel is legit. You feel that way for a reason, and it's okay. So my life has changed since I've understood all of that, and I've really healed those deep wounds. And if you are ready to tap into your creativity and your intuition on demand, master your energy and prosperity mindset for more impact and income. Like, you also rewrite your money beliefs, because as sensitive people, we are often made wrong, quote unquote wrong. You know, we hear all sorts of things about money, about worth, and, you know, it's all from childhood, all the conditioning. And you owe it to yourself. You are legit. It's your birthright to access prosperity. With integrity, of course. Of course. You know? So, if you want all of that, if you want to change your life and take ownership of your energy and feel strong within your being without being afraid of bumping into an energy vampire, or being afraid of being drained, or if you are a creative service provider, for example, if you want to be able to take several clients during one day without feeling overwhelmed or without feeling like, oh my God, I cannot handle more than one or two clients today because I will be drained. If you are an artist, if you're wanting to feel stronger after a show, when you interact with your fans or when you travel to venues, it is possible. It is possible. You will be tapping into your vitality. You will own your energy. You won't feel pulled here and there. You will find it easier to set boundaries from a place of kindness. Then send me an email or check out my Unshakable, especially designed for empaths, and let's talk about what it could look like for you. If you want a free resource, I just released a free checklist to help you stay on track during the day, check in with yourself, remind you what is beneficial for you and what is not serving your highest good. And you know, I prefer talking in those terms rather than saying, oh, this is good, this is bad, because there is no such thing in this case as good or bad. It's just, this is serving me, this is not serving me. I consciously choose what I want to invest my energy in. So check out the description. I will put the link to the free checklist. I hope this helps, and I will see you in the next episode. Bye.